Facebook High Five, episode 433.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering, or if you're getting psyched about maybe dipping your toe into Magic the Gathering after hearing about Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
Yes, I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And we're going to talk about Adventures in the Forgotten Realms today because a bunch of news got dropped.
Yeah.
See our news podcast, The Upkeep, for more information. And we want to talk a little bit about what we think of our first impressions about Adventures in the Forgotten Realms and Modern Horizons 2.
And a return to in-store play.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
All of this stuff is happening. Plus, we're going to give you some of our updated ideas or thoughts about cards in draft. What are cards we underestimated? What are cards we overestimated? Just kind of how that's all panning out right now.
Because draft is a living animal and it cannot live without its food. Its food being card evaluations.
This metaphor went some really weird places.
It started out bad and it ended up even worse than it started, which is like, I think, an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, I honestly think so. But before we get started, we have some people to thank. Foremost amongst them, you, the patrons of this show. Thank you so much for supporting us, especially big shout outs to John, Kyle, and Ariel,
yay,
who have become patrons in the past week. Thank you all.
Thank you
so much for supporting everything that we do here, from this show to the upkeep to all of our Wednesday videos that come out.
Yeah.
You are making it all happen.
Yeah. And by the way, some of our new patrons subscribe at the yearly level, which gives you a discount.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I don't want to subscribe month to month, I just want to get it done for the year, you can absolutely do
great.
That. And you get a sweet discount for doing that too.
And we are so into it. And now if you become a patron, or if you are a patron, you can sign up for our special patrons only historic brawl tournament coming on May 22nd, a tournament where you are equally likely to win prizes, whether you have been doing exceptionally well or exceptionally poorly.
Yeah. So we've got some more details about this sweet tournament.
Yes.
It's historic brawl.
Mm-hmm. It is up on MTG Melee right now. If you are wondering about how to register, there's a link over on Patreon, plus the code that you need to enter the tournament.
Yeah.
You're going to need to submit a deck list. You have up until the 21st to register and to submit your deck list. And also, FYI, in addition to the normal WotC Brawl ban list, Asika and Prismatic Bridge, you know, front side, back side, banned.
Sorry,
buddy.
You can't do it here.
It is banned. I'm sorry. We want everybody to have fun.
Yeah.
And that is not fun for many people.
No, that card's kind of a stinker in Brawl. But yeah, bring your fun Brawl deck.
Yes.
Don't bring your spiky one. We want everyone to play some cool nonsense.
Exactly.
You know?
And if you're like, but I want to win prizes. Like we said, prizes are just going to be for participants at random.
Yeah. So like, just join, play. Don't care about your record.
Have a great time.
It's six
gonna be
rounds.
Six awesome rounds of Brawl.
Yeah.
So come on by. Have a great time with us.
I'm going to be playing, so if you're paired against me,
you're
going to get a prize for sure.
Ooh, there you go. So, I will not be playing, as I will be in the background making sure that things don't burn down.
So, like, hope it's going to be like the Mr. Beast challenge, except it's just me.
Except that you get what you get is a box with, like, play mats and sleeves.
Not $25,000, but you know what?
It's almost as cool as $25,000.
Almost as cool as 25K. Yeah, so become a patron before the 21st in order to secure your spot in this cool tournament.
Yes.
I'm so excited for it. It's going to be a chill, cool time.
It's going to be so great.
And we're going to be playing some vampires. Look, I just literally told you what my deck is.
There you go.
So you
come
can
prepared.
Beat me. Yeah.
Thank you as well to our awesome sponsor, Card Kingdom, cardkingdom.com/GLHF. A great place to go if you want to get commander decks to battle against each other.
Yes.
In fact, coming up, thanks in part to Card Kingdom, soon we will have some versus battles, some heads up battles with those commander decks, because they are such awesome sponsors who not only give you the fastest shipping out there, but also help us by providing product for us to make sweet more content for
you. Yeah, absolutely. Say good luck, High Five, in your order. They'll give you a token or a sticker for free. Use our affiliate link to buy whatever you need over at Card Kingdom, or support us on Patreon, patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Both great ways to support our show.
Great ways.
And keeping the show coming out of your cat's mouth, dog's butt, or wherever you listen.
That's right. Your bird's beak. What? Simple birds.
Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking of a different place it could come out of a bird, but
I don't want to know.
Let's talk about the new stuff coming down the pipeline here for Magic the Gathering.
That's right. With their Summer of a Legend article, they have told us about just like one billion things. One actual billion things
that are coming up this summer. One full grand billion.
Yes.
And the first one we're going to talk about quickly is Modern Horizons 2.
Yes. So this is the second direct-to-modern set. We've known for a little while that there's going to be enemy fetch lands in it.
Yep, really cool.
But they're doing like some really cool treatments. Obviously, they come borderless. But then there's also Old Border.
Oh,
in case you were really very cool. taken with Old Border when Time Spiral Remastered came out.
Yeah.
So I think that these, like, they do look great.
I mean,
in Old Border.
Scalding Tarn in Old Border? That card looks pretty really cool. Marsh
something,
Flats?
Something about this art just, like, goes beautifully. Like, the color palette of it works.
Yeah, I think it does.
For me. We also know that there's going to be some Old Border Sanctum Prelit, which is from Conspiracy Take the Crown and is now going to be in Modern.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool if you like being mean with humans.
If you want to play a hate bears / hate humans, I mean, just we just call it humans deck in Modern. Hate humans. Sanctum Prelit, it's now going to be your friend. In case you don't know what that card does, just FYI. I clicked so past. It's one of the more rude cards that exists in Magic.
It is one white for obviously a human 2/2. As it enters the battlefield, choose a number. Non-creature spells with mana value equal to the chosen chosen number. Oh my gosh. Number can't be cast.
Yeah, so they're going to name, you know, whatever, and I can't play my Daybreak Cornet. Okay, yes, fine, I get it.
Or I can't play my Counterspell.
That's right. Because
Counterspell is coming to Modern. Remember when this card was like, people were like, too powerful. But do you know what? Is it even too powerful in the Modern era of Magic?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I don't think so. Spoiler alert. I don't think so.
Did you play a deck which would have played Counterspell in Modern?
I don't know.
Because you didn't have counters in your Taking Turns deck, did you?
You know what? I don't remember.
I feel like it was maybe all just like... It's all been a dream.
It's all been a dream. It was just about drawing cards. I want to play Taking Turns with this. I'm into it.
Yeah. It's just like, it's been a hot minute since I've touched a Modern deck or thought about Modern because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Wild.
Very strange.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah. But Counterspell, like, I think it'll probably be fine.
I think it's going to be totally fine.
Yeah.
There's just more, like, busted things you can do in Modern than Counterspell.
Yeah. Like putting Daybreak Gordonette on a Boggle. # more broken than Counterspell.
You heard it here first, everybody. Daybreak Coronet, more busted than Counterspell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I think it'll be fine. But it's cool to see the new borderless version is just gorgeous.
Yes, it is. It's
get
so
borders
pretty.
Out of here. I don't think we should have any borders ever.
No more.
Except the old ones, which is nostalgia factor. But you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Get them all.
We also have seen a card called Urza's Saga.
This is a saga.
Yes. Enchantment Land, Urza's Saga. So you heard that right.
Yeah. Enchantment
Land. It has its first chapter. It gains tap to add colorless. Chapter 2, it gains 2 tap, create a 0/0 colorless construct artifact creature token with this creature gets +1/+1 for each artifact you control.
I see.
In Chapter 3, search your library for an artifact card with mana cost 0 or 1, put it onto the battlefield, then shuffle.
But this has no mana cost, Megan.
I know, because it's a land.
What?
So you just play it as your land drop, Maria.
Oh, MG.
How do you feel about that?
Interesting.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, like, we kind of told artifact decks to not come to play anymore. But
we told them to not come to play.
I can't even remember what it's called.
The Mox.
Yeah.
Mox Opal.
We took Mox Opal away. We're like, no.
Yeah. Good day. But
good
now
day
there's
to you,
Urza's Saga. But it goes away. And it's only your land drop. It's like, you can't do it in addition to.
That's so interesting.
Isn't it wild?
What a weird card design. I really want to see if it becomes anything.
I know.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
A land saga. You know what? This even just adds to the fact that how much we love sagas on Good Luck High Five, you know?
And all of the cool stuff that they're doing with them. Like, what a cool design space they're pushing into.
Wow. Like, I'm just, my brain has grown three sizes today just remembering modern.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Just remembering. It's like Dryad Arbor, right? Like, it's a creature, but it's your land for the turn.
That's a good point. Oh, okay. That helps a Bottas player understand.
Yeah. I knew I needed to speak your language to get the point across.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so I'm excited for this coming out on Magic Online, and then it's going to have spell table pre-releases.
Yeah.
But also, like, a normal regular release and all that kind of stuff. So not an arena, if you're wondering about that. But, you know, who's never say never. Maybe one day they'll put all the old cards up there. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Whew. But Maria, that's not the only thing we know about coming this summer.
No, we've got some huge news.
Yeah, we know Adventures in the Forgotten Realms is coming. It's the D&D crossover set, and it's happening in lieu of a core set this year.
I mean, like, they're getting rid of core sets. They're putting them back. They're getting rid of them.
I feel like it's like kind of it's like, in addition to being a D&D crossover,
a core set.
Yes, it's like a crossover between a regular expansion and a core set.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Because it is about teaching new players the game.
I kind of like the idea of using the core set slot to have something that is core set-y.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Core set-y.
Which sounds like a garment and also kind of spaghetti. And
I want spaghetti.
Oh, have you tried core set-y noodles?
Oh man, it's kind of like between like a linguine size and a spaghetti size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little, it's like you not as wide size. As a linguine, it's like a little flat spaghetti.
We're not getting the angel hair over here.
No, it is not angel hair.
We're in corsetti territory, which is a size of spaghetti we needed but did
I
not have.
I can't think of the last time that I ate spaghetti.
Me either.
And I like spaghetti.
What happened?
I just think that, you know, you just don't eat it all that often, all things considered.
The real reason I'm eating it is for the garlic bread.
Oh, man. Now I want garlic bread. I'm just hungry. Should have eaten before we started this episode.
Food. The D&D set.
Yes.
I like that. So, like, using that spot to do alternate and do whatever they want. Maybe some years it'll just be a normal M whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe some years it'll be something with a little bit of flavor like this D&D set.
Yes. It is super cool. Previews are starting June 29th. And then it's on Arena and Magic Online July 8th.
And
the pre-release through Spell Table is July 16th through 18th. And then, the 23rd, it comes out everywhere.
Which is significant because of store play returning on the 23rd.
Yes.
Wait, is that the date?
It's coming in May.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
May 28th.
So we already have been able to play in store.
Yes.
Which
is another piece of news all of its own.
I like this idea because we're going to get players from another Wizards IP, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had this laying around. They're like, why don't we just use D&D in our...
Yeah.
You put peanut butter in my chocolate.
You put chocolate in my peanut butter.
It just makes so much sense. What a smart move.
This is not helping how hungry I am.
We get like classic Dungeons and Dragons characters, monsters, locations, weapons. For example, the card Portable Hole.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry, I'm 10 years old, but it's a card called Portable Hole.
Yes. A single white artifact. When it enters the battlefield, exile target non-land permanent and opponent controls with mana value 2 or less until Portable Hole leaves the battlefield.
Perfect.
Pretty cool.
Great classic white card. I really like that card. Power Word Kill is coming on in here, kind of Doomblade-esque. 1 and a black for an instant. Destroy target non-angel, non-demon, non-devil, non-dragon creature.
Oh, so humans.
Yeah.
And halflings.
Halflings,
which
what?
We know because of a prosperous innkeeper, are in this set.
I looked at the innkeeper and I just got a little worried. Just the name scared me. Anyway.
Oh, like Edgewall and Keeper.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I was getting vibes.
1 and a green for a 1/1. When it enters the battlefield, create a treasure token. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life.
Okay, so.
Don't worry. Oof. Not an Edgewall and Keeper.
Much relief.
Yes.
But cool to see a little halfling happening in Magic.
Yeah. And then we've also seen Tiamat, legendary creature, dragon god.
So apparently Tiamat is like one of the biggest bads in the D&D universe.
Yeah.
And
Queen of Dragons.
This card is pretty spooky.
Yeah. Two white, blue, black, red, green flying when it enters the battlefield. If you cast it, search your library for up to five dragon cards, not named Tiamat, that each have different names. Reveal them, put them into your hand, then shuffle.
Sick. It's a 7/7.
Five.
I'm going to play this in the pre-release. I'm going to cast this.
Yeah, you are.
Just kidding. Not going to happen. But some people
will try.
Some people will want to. Depends on the fixing. I still think it's not a good idea. But anyway, some people will try. And bless whoever does it the first time. It's a cool card.
Yes. We also know that there's going to be Beholders.
Yeah.
Which is a classic D&D baddie with all of their many eyes.
These are my eyeball hands.
Yes. Do you know what? Honestly, it's like kind of funny because I get that they're like very bad and they can like kill you with their eyeballs and stuff. But they're so cute. But they're really goofy looking.
I think they're so cute.
I feel like the last thing that you're going to do at a Beholder is laugh.
Be like, and then you're going to die. You're so spooky. And then they kill you.
Exactly. But we got to see, we don't know what this card is, you know, doing.
Yeah, no text yet.
Because all we get to see is that they have a really cool new frame that they're calling what is it?
Rulebook.
Yes. And it's just awesome.
Yeah.
It looks really neat. It's like really classic old school like D&D manual illustration.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Looks great.
We're here for all of these old arts, of course, and it makes me so excited that they keep ramping up and putting up more of them. Yes. Until, of course, we have to call a paper tournament, and I don't know what any of the cards are.
You're going to look at a card and be like, could be anything.
I don't know what that
could
is. But that being said, like, really, really awesome and happy they keep putting out more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, excited to see what this Beholder does, actually.
it's so spooky.
It's so spooky and cool.
Many teeths. I'm super excited about this set. It's the first one that I ever worked on as part of the creative text team.
Okay, so talk about what that is.
So the creative text team is the team that does the card names and flavor texts.
Cool.
That's all I can tell you about the process.
Secrets.
Is that it's just a team of people that works on those two elements. But there are going to be cards that have flavor text that I wrote on them.
Unbelievable, listeners.
I'm so excited.
Unbelievable.
I'm especially excited to, like, when one of them comes out, I will for sure reshare and tweet about it because it was, like, one of the first flavor texts that I ever submitted. And it's very silly, and I really like it a lot.
You've got to frame them.
Yes. It's also very funny. I was telling Maria this, but, like, my memory of is like short and so crowded because you like look at all of the cards in the set, right? It's like literally hundreds of cards, and I just sometimes I look at them and I'm like, I don't remember that card. Power Word Kill, I've seen that card apparently, but I do not remember it even a little bit.
Well, also you're like, oh, that's a good flavor text, I wish I would have written that, but then I did.
That has happened. That's happened where I was just like, great flavor text. Oh my goodness, I wish I had submitted that.
Oh wait.
Spoiler alert, I did.
I did.
Great.
We're definitely going to have to play some flavor text theater game with these when it comes out.
Ooh, I want to, you know, Mad Libs it.
We can Mad Libs
my
it.
Own dumb words.
We can also like guess. You can make me guess which one you wrote of a lineup of three or
Ooh,
something.
Yeah.
See if I can get it right.
Pretty cool.
Oh man. So like, how many do you think you ended up with your flavor text slash
Literally
your card
no
names?
Idea.
You don't know?
I have to go back and look.
Is it more than 10?
I don't know. I think so. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
So here we go. Forgotten Realms, : the Megan Wolf set. Just saying.
It's just so cool because it's been like one of my, it was like one of those things that I've thought about and we've talked about almost since the beginning of when we started playing.
Like, oh, wouldn't that be cool?
It would be so cool to like do this thing in the Magic Realm. And like, then now I do it.
Manifested.
Now I do it.
Yay. Everybody go give props to Megan on Twitter for this.
I love it.
Very excited to see these cards.
Yeah. And like I said, I will let you know some of the ones that I worked on when they come out.
So we'll, I'm not sure if we have a preview card for this.
Hopefully we will.
We do for Modern Horizons 2 for sure.
Yes.
So we'll let you know.
Coming out on the 29th.
On the 29th.
So
what that
ready.
Is. But yeah. Wow. Cool stuff. Very, very, very excited for that.
Yes. Maria.
Yes.
Are you ready to return to in-store?
I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, it's hard to believe that it's real.
I don't know. Like, emotionally, I truly, I will be honest, I don't know if I'm ready.
So when is it coming back officially?
It officially returns. Let's find
the official date. Like, so it's already returned someplace around the world. We're talking about North America specific here.
Yes. May 28th.
May 28th. Okay.
Sanctioned in-store events
back on the menu.
Like, I don't know.
That's the end of this month. So we could play the D&D pre-release in store.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I feel like that will maybe be the first thing that I do in a store.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it we could still do the modern Horizons. We're both fully vaccinated. Yep. FYI, obviously, we would fully not even vaxxed. Be talking about it otherwise.
No.
Go get vaxxed.
Please, if you're not vaccinated and you have the ability to do so, please go get vaxxed.
Get vaxxed.
We did it. We're both here. We're both living normal lives. We haven't grown five heads.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I was wildly sick for one day.
I was not at all.
Yeah.
I was just a little hot. That was it. Which, you know, is every day. Wink. But no, it was not bad.
Yeah.
And now we can be like, oh, do you want to go play in the store event? Yes. And like, it's totally fine. Don't have to be worried about anything about our health or anybody around us. We're having
an in-person game night with friends.
Yes.
Which I cannot believe.
If you have any like questions about it or you're like worried or want to know from anybody who's been vaccinated, you can email us.
Yeah, absolutely. We will tell you about the experience.
Yeah, glhfmagic@gmail.com.
Like I said, I was truly quite sick for a day. Just in terms of like body ache, like I ached all over, but I just laid on my couch and I like ordered really good Vietnamese food.
Great.
And just like played Among Us and like watched a dumb movie.
A+.
And then I woke up the next day, literally feeling completely better.
Yeah.
I went to bed being like, ugh, and I woke up like, hey.
Well, that makes you see the world so much better because you're just like, I'm safe from this thing that has been terrorizing all of us for more than a year. Yeah.
A year.
And to have that weight lifted off your shoulders is like
wild.
Just incredible. Second to none.
Speaking of vaccinations, we are going to have a fundraiser in conjunction with Allison Steele, very recently, formerly of Wizards of the Coast.
Yes.
Moving on to work on WoW.
Yeah, very cool.
Actually. And because of that, she's able to do a raffle with us of tons of stuff that she collected in her years at Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a raffle that includes a whole bunch of Mystery Boosters Convention Edition, which are impossible.
You cannot find these
to get your hands on.
Yeah.
And two different Heroes of the Realms cards, which these are cards that internally WotC gives out to team members for exceptional work on something.
Yeah.
So they are literally one of a kind.
Yeah. You can't find them literal anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
And Allison's also going to be generously giving out stuff that she's got in the back of her closet from Wizards of the Coast. Yes. So like pre-release kits.
Just like all kinds of wild stuff.
Just cool stuff.
Yes.
And so, if you're a WotC employee, you get cool stuff. Because you work for a cool company. So like
it's like again, cool, like she's got one of a kind stuff that you only get from working there.
Yeah.
So that's starting this Wednesday. The way it's going to work is if you donate to Doctors Without Borders, which is the chosen charity, you will send us a screenshot of that. And then you will get, you can do multiple entries, as many as you want.
And we're also going to have like package bundles. So if you donate more, you'll get more entries.
Exactly. And it's going to, it's going to be awesome. We're even going to do some stuff like if you buy a certain number of, if you're like one of the first people to donate, I want to say like $250, then you automatically get a special gift from like the mystery closet of cool WotC stuff.
Yeah.
So we're super excited because it's a really great cause. It's literally a once in a lifetime opportunity for some of these items.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just, again, like a really great and super important cause. So follow us over at GLHF Magic, or if you don't have Twitter, you can see it on our Instagram. You can see it on our Facebook, and find all the details about entering that raffle over there.
Yeah, so that'll happen. We'll post that on Wednesday, so be keep your eyes out for that. We're also going to do a special stream on Wednesday over at twitch.tv/glhfmagic to kick off this big fundraising event. We'll have like, I don't know, some kind of way to track fundraising somehow, so you can like watch along with us as hopefully we raise a lot of money for this cause, which is so needed right now around the world. Medecins sans frontières. That's my French accent for you there.
Wow. Great stuff.
A+.
Yeah.
That's really excited to be doing this fundraiser. Big thanks to Allison for helping supply these cool prizes.
Yes.
We got on a tangent there, but just letting you know about that cool thing that we're doing this week.
Because it is Awesome.
Because
it's super important.
In-store play coming on back.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knows which one of these events maybe I'll do a Modern Horizons one. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, like, weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't get over it.
Real life. Of course, Spell Table pre-releases are also going to still be happening. Yes. So if you can't or don't want to go into a store, whatever, those are still going to be available to you. But it's the end of an era, in a way.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Good,
yeah.
No good kidding. Day to that era.
Good day to that era. Bad,
goodbye.
Bad day to that era, honestly. Yes. I wish that era a very bad day, as Bugs Bunny would say.
Yes. That era, My newest thing is just telling stuff to bite me. That era can bite me.
It sure can.
Maria.
Yes.
You played in the Arena Open.
Yeah, this past weekend. It was a sealed Arena Open. We got you ready for it.
Yeah, how did you feel about it?
Well, I've got some stories for you, everybody.
Yes. Obviously, one of the big stories coming out of the Arena Open was all of the server issues.
Tons of server issues day one.
It was really rough. I got on Saturday, not even to play in the Open. I was just like, I want to do a draft.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Thumbs down.
I did not play a draft on Saturday.
Yeah, the servers had trouble literally all day long. And a lot of people were unable to complete their event, couldn't even sign on.
Yep.
The only way it worked for me was signing on, like, you know, 10 different times, and then there'd be a server issue, log off, quit, sign back on. Like, it was not fun, right? So if you were unable to complete your day one event, you've been refunded by Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
And yeah, really rough stuff. I want to say, fingers crossed, it was because too many people are trying to play
this. Yes. So everyone was like, I want to do this.
Yeah. So that would be cool because thumbs up. We want more people to play Limited and show Wizards of the Coast that Limited is one of the greatest ways slash
it is the greatest way
to play Magic.
One of. just is.
Yes. You know, we want to see these events happen more often. And if people are crashing servers, like, hey, hopefully that's what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I played in this event. My first pool I opened, I tweeted out a sad face because, what did it say? Oh, it said, why me? Because two of my rares were Cody, the Vociferous Codex.
Which
can be a total bomb, you know, like it really can, especially in draft if you pick one.
I would say it is more of a draft bomb as opposed to a sealed, because in draft you can pick it and build around.
You gotta build around Cody.
Sealed, you're just working with what you open, which is not often going to be conducive to such a niche strategy.
Unfortunately, I don't think my deck was set up to handle these double Codys. I did build a double Cody deck, which, you know, did get a win. But guess what it lost to?
What?
Also a Cody deck.
Oh!
Five color Cody. Yeah.
Spicy.
So I was like, I tried, but it was like, I had like nervous sweats playing this deck because playing a Cody deck is not very, it's not easy. Like, you have to think about exactly what cards you have in your pool and be like, oh, what could I hit specifically if I cast this spell and whatever, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so, like, it wasn't great. Let's put it that way. And so, of course, like in general, Maria, open status, I ran it back because #filthydegenerate and I got another pool, which was fine. I can't remember how many wins I got. It was somewhere like probably got to five or something before I lost. And then this is the saddest tale of them all.
I'm like bracing myself because
this
story is rough.
Perhaps the most painful thing that's ever happened to me in the history of Magic.
All right, Maria.
No, it can't be, but it's gonna be top five.
Hit it.
I was playing a red white aggressive sealed build. Which, like, we prepped you for on the episode last week. We were like, you can play aggro on sealed, and turns out it was my best deck easily. And I didn't even think it was going to be that good, so I was going in playing kind of loose and whatever, because I was like, whatever, I've got just a, you know, kind of a below average aggro deck. Turned out it wasn't even that below average because I got to six wins. However, I had been being a little sloppy, like I said, up to that point, so I had two losses. Did both of those games I could have won if I had played better, but I was not paying attention because I was like, I'm not investing this deck because I don't have Varinclex. I meant Varinclex. Why did I say that? I meant Lorehold, Velimachus Lorehold or whatever, you know, like the giant bombs. I didn't have Bookworm. Yeah. So I was like kind of down on it, which I shouldn't have been. It was a perfectly fine deck. Anyway, last game comes. I'm playing it on my phone. Okay. This is my fault. Because once again, I'm being a little lazy because I've already played two full seals or whatever to non-success. And so I'm like, I'll just play on my phone, whatever. I'm playing against somebody. It's a mirror match. They are also playing red white aggressive deck. They have the 2/4 that gets a spell back from the graveyard every turn.
Oh, Radiant Scroll Wielder.
Thank you. And I'm like, well, thank goodness I have this removal spell in my hand. Because without this, I will lose the game because they had already cast about 20 billion great removal spells.
Yeah.
I go to cast it. I don't know what it was. Who can remember if it was a rise, if it was a heated debate, whatever. I go to target it. And what does my fat little finger hit? Oh, not the Radiant Scroll Weaver. Oh, no. It hits a 2/1 Inkling token. And keep in mind, this is like the ultimate play of the game, right? This is the moment. Because if I kill that thing, I'm totally fine. I'm totally stable.
Yeah.
I've got better creatures, whatever. If I don't, not good, because they have like 5 removal spells in the yard. Sure enough, hit the token, pass the turn back. I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, have you ever had the feeling when all of the blood drains out of your body and into a pool on the floor?
Yes.
That's what it was.
I've been so stressed that I turned physically cold.
Yeah, it was just the worst feeling imaginable.
Oh, Maria.
Because I was like, I've trained for this. I've been in the basement lifting the weights. And it was just like, I just stared at my phone like, no. I hope you all can feel my pain through the audio waves, Maria, because
I'm so sorry.
It was terrible.
So sorry that happened to you.
It's fine. Like, honestly, it was my fault, right? Because I had been playing loose. I should not have even had that loss to give, because I had played loose in earlier games and I was playing on my phone.
I know. And you had, I've done it on my phone. Absolutely. Just like, I've once targeted my own creature with a removal spell. Okay, it's just easy to do.
It's easy to do. I should play casual on my phone. I shouldn't play for stakes on my phone. But anyway, the overall message from, once again, is that I just had the best time practicing for this. And honestly, even through the server issues and whatever, I had a great time playing when the matches did happen, because the server issues were not happening during the matches, only between them.
Yeah.
So no issues there. But like, I'm already like, let's do it again, despite everything bad that happened, which is like a huge marquee sign saying like these opens are just so great. Cool.
Pops.
The really next one,
great types,
that is happening is going to happen July 31st and August 1st. And it's going to be Adventures of the Forgotten Realms Standard.
Yeah.
So that'll be really pretty fun. Cool. Yeah. And those constructed ones, I have much easier time making day 2 on, because constructs is just easier for the smooth brain people, you know, like limited. You really got to be real smart, as Riley Knight would say. So like, I'm going to play the next one. I'm already ready to go. But honestly, I wish there was a sealed one every month. Ugh. Like, I love it so much.
Yeah. They're a good time. They're real, real good.
Well, speaking of limited.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about a draft. Cards that have risen in our estimation and some cards that have fallen.
Yeah. So Strixhaven Draft, I think, remains just excellent.
Yes. It's such a good time.
And there's so many weird decks you can build too. You don't have to go with the colleges. Like, I've seen some really creative stuff from people. Yes.
I've been having a blast. My most recent thing is just aggressively 3 colors.
Great.
Because Environmental Sciences is just like, what a card.
We said last week on the sealed episode that Environmental Sciences was the most important card to open in your sealed pool besides your rares. And it was more important than a lot of those rares.
Do you know what? It's the same in limited.
Yeah.
Just get one, because there is nothing better, honestly, than keeping your opening hand that has 2 lands and 5 spells.
Oh, yeah.
And then having a learn, because you're like, I'm definitely going to get, like, I will make another land drop for sure, because I can go, you know, I can just go cram session.
Pest summoning, whatever.
Yes, which is just like, hunt for specimens.
Hunt for specimen.
Which are 2, you know, 2 cards that I had in here and cards that have really gone up in my estimation.
Yep.
Because 2 mana learn is just incredible. You can just go get, like, there's so many 3 mana lessons. There's great 2 mana lessons like Environmental Sciences.
Remember when we asked the question, is learn better than draw a card? We both said yes.
Yes.
Now I wanted to ask, how much better is it?
Significantly?
Yeah.
Significantly better.
You're always getting a card that does something super relevant. In the case of Environmental Sciences,
Yeah.
A++++++. Oh. And you're getting selection as well. Not just any card that's relevant, but a selection of this smorgasbord of cards that are relevant.
So great. So great.
Yep.
So yeah, environmental science is just like top of the list.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, up there with it, cram session and hunt for specimens for me.
As 100%.
Two mana spells that have learned.
Hunt for those species.
Yes. And speaking of, you also have on here Guiding Voice, which is one mana, put a +1/+1 counter on a creature, learn at sorcery speed. Usually you look at that card and you're like, what?
Get this hot garbage out of here. Yeah.
But it's just good.
It's just good.
It says learn. It's good.
Study Break is
same,
even better than Guiding Voice for sure.
Yes. And tap two creatures.
You'll like win games, of course, like out of nowhere with Study Break. It's so, so good. It also buys you time, and you learn. Like, anything that says learn is like A+ to the max. Yes.
As we were making this list, that was one thing that stood out, is like, we already knew learn was good, but it is so good that now even the lowest tier cards that say learn are very high on the list of stuff to take.
Yeah, and because of that, and these like kind of more aggressively slanted white and red cards that I've learned on them have pushed the Silverquill aggressive deck and even the Lorehold aggressive deck, which wasn't supposed to be aggressive, but oops, all aggressive. Sorry, they made it happen anyway. Have pushed them to the front and draft, and now you can draft really successful aggressive decks in both of those color pairs.
I would say, and this was very surprising to me when I noticed it, but Silverquill is by far my most successful draft color pair.
Oh, interesting. Yep. It's just because that's your college. So it knew.
Yeah, it knows. we also have in here Bury in Books.
Now, this is a card we called out on our initial draft evaluation and said it was thumbs up. And now here we are saying it is two thumbs up.
It is. It's just so good.
You need this card.
It's so good.
I've seen the people tweet like five of them in their pool and they're like, yep.
Yeah. Just keep putting those cards away. Like if they make those big
stupid
fractals, they're gone forever.
Get rid of them. Forever.
Like you spent a billion mana on a fractal summoning or even just six on a leyline invocation. And it's just like,
bye.
Good day.
Girl, bye. I think Bury in Books is fantastic. It's a straight up removal spell. Some people have said in those instances, certainly. And the 3 mana cost is just so easy to achieve that.
So easy. Like basically you want to wait until they're attacking, honestly.
Yeah. I love that card.
Yeah.
I also put Test of Talents on this list, another blue card, which is an interesting inclusion, I think, and is even more. My brain is so sealed right now, but like, obviously you want to play this in sealed because what you can do is just get rid of the Rise of Extus and then every Rise of Extus.
Yeah. It is nice. It is. And like, honestly, just a solid like 2 mana counter for their removal spells.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it gets rid of the rest of them.
And
is
then
like,
all of them are gone
just like
forever.
Real spicy.
And you're like, oh, now I can relax. You're not going to rise me ever this game.
Yeah.
Crack my knuckles.
Heated debate. Be like, good day forever.
Goodbye. Goodbye forever. Here's a fun card.
Yeah. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I have had the opposite experience, but go for it.
Okay, so this is something I witnessed a few times during the sealed portion of the Arena Open, which is the only portion, but Arrogant Poet, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what happens. They play an Arrogant Poet. They've learned for the, what's it called? The +2/+1/+1 counters Vigilance.
Oh, yeah.
Expanded Anatomy.
Yeah.
They put that on their Arrogant Poet, and then they proceed to pay the 2 life every turn and attack you in the air until you're dead because you just couldn't find your removal spell in time. Because a lot of times you keep an opening hand and you just don't have removal and you don't draw removal within the next 3 turns or whatever. And normally a game goes pretty long, but when an Arrogant Poet has 2+1/+1 counters on it and you can never block it, it goes pretty quick. So it was a thing I saw people doing. So I just want you to be aware out there that it is a trend.
Although I will say I dislike this card if you're not doing something like putting counters on it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not racing. You deal them two, but you're taking two.
Yeah. That's, you got to remember.
You got to be putting counters on it.
You're paying
the price. It's not just good enough to have an aggro 2 drop without any thing else going
on. You've got to aggro them all the way.
Yes.
Not just part of the way.
Speaking of countering aggressive strategies,
yeah,
I love Spectre of the Fens.
This card's an all-star.
Yes. 3 and a black for a 2/3 flying, and then it has its 6 mana activation, drain 2, you gain 2. I've ended so many games with that activated ability, yeah, because sometimes, like, this is a format where if both of you have kind of like mid-rangey decks, it gets pretty board stally. Yeah.
You have to kill it.
Yep. And you have to, yeah, you have to, because otherwise you can just game drain them.
Yeah.
Out of the game.
Spectre of the Fens is up there with any great playable card in a sealed pool, right? It can be in a place of name anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, other than a bomb, Spectre of the Fens. And you're put it cool in there. Thumbs up, because it closes the game out, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And it flies, which is, flying is very good in this format.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point.
Zephyr boots.
Put those booties on my cat.
Usually I'd just be like, equipment is just like always kind of like a touch and go situation. But those Zephyr boots, I have had so many games where it's like loaded up on removal. I've killed a bunch of stuff. There's like a board stall, right? They have a giant fractal, but I have a bunch of pests.
Boots.
And then they're just like, oh, I drew my boots. I'll put it on this 12/12 fractal. You're dead.
But also think about how important card selection is in this format. And the boots let you, the looter boots.
Yeah.
Looty boots.
Loot boot.
Your loot boots.
Put on your loot boots. And, you know, I think, yeah, it's just like you said, flying is great. It's really good.
They may not be the boots with the fur, but they are the boots with the fun.
You're trying, man. You're really trying.
Yeah, those boots are great. Yeah, I love them.
We've also got Blood Researcher.
Yeah.
It has menace and it gets big.
It gets big
fast.
Yeah, if you're building your Witherbloom deck correctly, you've got Lifelink in there. And,
yeah. Or you're gaining, like, the good Witherbloom decks, you gain life constantly.
You're constantly gaining life. You've got pests. You've got the 3/3 lifelinker. You've got your Blood Researcher. It's huge.
It's just absurd.
They can never block it. Yeah. That card's good.
Back on the learn train, I twitch.
Yep.
Usually a 1/1 flyer for one, you're like, boo. But if it dies, so many times, I've just had people be like, yes, you can just attack me with this eternally because I don't want to let you learn off of it.
Yeah. Don't go get your mascot exhibition.
Ugh. Thunderous Orator just always has flying.
I love this card.
You have to kill it because it basically has flying.
And it has vigilance.
Yes.
Surprisingly relevant.
It has vigilance. And this is the one that, like, it gets if you have another creature with flying,
yep,
double strike, menace, whatever.
Lifelink.
It's just so easy to give it evasion.
I love this card.
It's so good. I've been wrecked by it. I've wrecked people with it. Great card. Again, some more learn stuff. Arcane Subtraction.
Yep.
-4/-0, learn.
Great.
It's going to trade with, like, it's going to trade card for card, right? Because you'll win combat.
Yeah.
And then you're also learning. Same with Enthusiastic Study.
Yeah.
That's the +3/+1 in red with learn. Infused with Vitality.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling you about this.
This is a fun little trick.
It's the black green. The creature gets death touch.
Yep.
And when it dies, it comes back onto the battlefield tapped. So, one, I just already like it because there are some really big fractals running around.
You'll trade.
So, if you have smaller stuff, you can trade with this.
I'll say trade in quotes. You're not really trading.
Exactly, because you get your creature back. I had this with a Biblioplex Assistant, which when it enters the battlefield, you can put an instant or sorcery from your graveyard back on top of your library. It's just an eternal loop.
A+.
It was great. It was so fun.
I could
kill anything. So I'm into that card also. I think it's a good trick, right? It saves your creature and it definitely kills theirs, which is like,
yes,
it's what you want from a trick. And you happen to gain 2 life, which in Witherbloom, you have tons of bonuses for just randomly gaining 2 life.
On this list, I wanted to make sure we didn't forget about our little Pledge Mages, Quandrix Pledge Mage and Witherbloom Pledge Mage.
Yes.
Quandrix Pledge Mage, you know, obviously seems good, but I think it's even better than it seems.
It just gets big fast.
Huge fast in Quandrix, and you've got to kill it or it's going to get out of control.
I had someone the other day beat me by just like playing this and then having like Snakeskin Veil, negate. Like something else.
Doesn't matter at that point.
It was enormous.
Yeah.
And I could never kill it.
And Witherbloom, which is our 5/5 boy.
Oh, yeah.
Which gains life when you cast spells,
great,
which is more value than you can imagine.
It's so good. It's great. I always pick one up in draft if I'm in these colors.
Sure.
Or if I'm in Silverquill.
Silverquill, like, totally great.
If I'm playing black in either college, definitely get it.
Yeah.
I also really like Witherbloom Apprentice. The Apprentice, which is the black green.
Yes.
Gain Drain.
Gain Drain.
Because this is such a spell heavy format, like in terms of non-creature spells, you would trigger Magecraft so often. I've had people have to kill this 2/2 late in the game on like turn 7, right? I have a Witherbloom Pledge Mage and a Witherbloom Apprentice, and they have to kill the 2/2 because otherwise I'm going to Gain Drain them out of the game with this thing.
I love
it's
it.
It's great.
Yes.
It's so good.
What about cards that have fallen? We have a much smaller list here.
Yes. One of the ones for me, and it's so sad because it's a cool card, but it's just not good enough, is Ardent Duskspeaker.
I like this card more than you, but I do know what you mean.
Like, it's just
you have to be able to go get through.
Yes. It's
or not
so
have it die.
Hard to get it to do its thing, I think, without having an uneven combat step where it's like, you just, I don't know, it's just too much finagling.
Yeah, you do draw 2.
Yes.
Which is pee good.
Yes.
But like,
it's just a 3/4 for 5.
It's got to be able to attack without dying, yes. Which is sometimes a problem.
And I just feel like too often it's like, okay, I need to try and use a removal spell on something I didn't want to so that it's not going to die in combat.
Sure.
Or I need to use a pump spell to trade with a creature or like beat a creature that I didn't really care about on their side. I don't know. It's just kind of rough.
This one we wholeheartedly agree on. Demogoth Woe Eater.
They never have enough stuff to sacrifice.
Yeah.
I don't care how many pests you made. You're going to have to sacrifice your Demogoth Woe Eater, and like, it's going to be a bummer for you.
Yeah. Just not good enough.
It's just
It looks like a delicious treat.
It looks really cool.
Which is why we want to mention it.
And like, yes, it even has cool stuff when you have to sacrifice it, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
Speaking of not enough.
Spirit summoning.
So we wanted to talk about the worst mascot.
Yes. I just want...
It's a spirit.
Yes. I just want Inkling Summoning. Because if I'm in Lorehold, I'm also going to be able to cast just Inkling Summoning off of double white, and I would just rather do it.
All right. What's the best mascot of all of them?
Ooh.
We've got Pests from Witherbloom. We've got Spirits from Lorehold. Inklings from Silver Quill. We've got Elementals from Prismari. Yeah,
and Fractals.
And Fractals from Quandrix.
This is so hard. That's a really tough question. I think...
I've got an answer.
Okay. I love Pests.
They are the cutest for sure.
Yes. I think God, it's so hard.
Asking the tough questions. I want to say, my personal favorite is the Inklings.
Yeah, I think that I would probably have to go Inklings.
Yeah.
Because they have flying.
Because they have flying.
Like, flying is just great.
It's just so good.
I feel like Fractal Summoning is like good because sometimes you just like, right, you cast it late. Like you go and you get a big creature late and they've used all the removal.
Yeah.
Which has certainly happened to me.
Yep.
Oh, and then like, but I also like Pests because I feel like they have the most like niche space in like, they're the most Witherbloomy, right? Like,
yeah, they are.
Inkling is like, it's not really Silver Quill. It's just like a 2/1.
It's a 2/1
like,
flyer.
Yeah. It doesn't go
the
with everything else.
Have highest flavor marks.
Yes.
How about that?
But I think Inkling is probably correct.
The last card I put on this list that has underperformed for me.
This is spicy.
This is a spicy one. Professor Onyx.
Wow, Maria.
Yikes. One of the premier planeswalkers.
Baby.
The number of times I've cast this card and it has not gotten me out of danger is too high. Ooh. I think Professor Onyx, if you are at a, you know, we're talking about quadrant theory is, yeah. She's great if you're at parity or if you are winning the game. But if you're behind or if you're in the other quadrant, which is establishment, obviously she's not going to be good because she's 6 mana. But like, it didn't get me out of a hole. And if I want to play, if I'm playing my mythics, I want my mythics to be able to save me if I'm losing the game.
Fair
and
enough.
Unfortunately, she doesn't do that because most of the time she's like, sacrifice something that's big. And they're like, okay, but I also have these other cards which are making you lose, or draw a card, but you're going to have to take a hit off of drawing, which sometimes you can't because your life total is too low. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I still love her. She's still great. I'm still going to put her in every deck, but like,
you just wish she was better.
She was just a slightly better.
All right.
She also
fair enough.
Not really protecting herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. That's our updated draft thoughts.
Yeah. I still think this is one of my favorite draft formats.
It's a great time.
So it's like we thought it was going to be a great one, and it remains a great one. Yeah. Still, even where it's we are at the middle of the format.
Nice.
We're going to take a hot mo to thank Ultra Pro.
Wow. Nice.
A new rhyme for this episode.
That's right. Ultra Pro has got you covered when it comes to all of the accessories you need for your magic life. Yes, literally covered, because they've got awesome sleeves. And now they have their sweet new set of zippered binders.
Yeah, these are really pretty. They're a new product from Ultra Pro. They come in beautiful, colorful colors. And they're like, they've got a zipper on them. So if you're
they remind us of Trapper Keepers.
Trapper Keepers. Do you remember those days?
Do you miss your Trapper Keeper?
I do.
Ultra Pro has got you covered. Now you can relive those best Trapper Keeper years of your life.
Those were my greatest years, to be fair.
Oh, man. They look great. They also, we're hoping that they have something cool coming with these, like, cute dragons that they tweeted out.
They tweeted these mini little dragons.
They're, like, cute little dragons. And it looks like they're the ones, some of the ones from Strixhaven.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like Velamicus, and it looks like the Witherbloom dragon. But I want them. I want them so much.
They're so cute.
So hopefully we'll be able to tell you what those are, because we were like, help, where do we get these?
Yeah, we will update you on Dragon Gate once we find out.
Cute stuff.
How to get them.
Great. Oh, yes. Ultra Pro, just a fantastic sponsor of this show. Check them out.
Well, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. Just another reminder to keep your eyes peeled for that awesome raffle coming your way starting on Wednesday.
Yes, at GLHF Magic. That's our Twitter handle, our Instagram handle, facebook.com/GLHF Magic, etc. That's where you can find us. And we'll be streaming on Wednesday. So go follow twitch.tv/GLHF Magic. Doing the cool fundraising stream. It'll be a great time.
Yes.
And remember as well to become a patron before the 21st if you want to play in our cool historic brawl tournament on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So you go to patreon.com/GLHF Magic if you want to compete in that. So many cool things coming up.
So many awesome things. Remember, you can always find out about awesome stuff over on The Upkeep, which is our Monday news show.
Yeah.
All the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And it was quite a feat to do it this Monday because there was so much news.
So much news.
But you know what? We did it.
That's right.
Under 10 minutes, you'll feel up to date with everything. So go subscribe to that wherever you listen to your podcasts, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/goodluckhighfive, because we put our video versions of all of our podcasts up there.
Yep.
Which is a service we offer that, like, you know, you can't find everywhere.
No.
Because it's a lot of work to put out two products like that. But we do it for you.
For you.
Because you're the best audience in the history of the game.
Yep. Thank you so much to everyone who is a patron. Remember to register for that historic brawl tournament.
Yes.
Totally free. Lots of cool prizes and just a great time in general coming at you on the 22nd. Open only to patrons.
Yeah.
So become one.
I'm so excited.
Thank you as well to Card Kingdom and to Ultra Pro. Great sponsors. And to Spaghetti, which I cannot stop thinking about since we talked about it.
Yes, you mean Corsetti.
I need Spaghetti!